Hey, baby. So I'm like, work was just, work was insane. But I did get you a bribe. I mean, I got you some chocolates. Totally not a bribe. Love you. You are too good to me. I don't deserve you, I really don't. But you're oh, so nice to be off my feet. Work was just a bloody nightmare. City cops, oh, they are. Sorry, no, I do that too much. I come home and I just bitch and whine and. No, die. Really, are you sure? Okay. If you're sure. You eat your chocolates and I will regale you with tales of my day. So, it started off badly. I was late. I had a few errands to run before work and well, I lost track of time. Time flies when you're having fun, right? And when I got to the station, there was this city cop. And you know, city cops. They just have an attitude. They just think they know it all. I mean, this is not a small town, but they look at us like we're fucking idiots. Ugh. I should have just turned around and walked out. But no, I was dumb. I just went to my desk and oh boy, I wish I hadn't. So, Mr. City Cop traveled all the way from the Big Smoke to tell us that we had a serial killer on our hands. A serial killer. Oh, I'm not joking. A serial killer. An actual serial killer with 12 victims. Exactly. You think we would notice that, right? 12 victims. But no, the only one to notice, the only one to work it all out, was Mr. City Cop. Yeah. He was just so arrogant, just so full of himself. The way he just walked into the station and started calling the shots like he was in charge. And you know what's worse? Everyone just did what he said. No, I'm serious. Everyone. City cop comes into the station, says we have a serial killer on our hands, and they all just fall in line. And that's bloody ridiculous, right? Exactly. Thank you. You are the only sane one I have spoken to today. Just because he's some big shot with some fancy reputation. Oh, I don't know, McDonald, Mac something. McGregor. McGregor, yeah. Oh, that was him. That too. Oh no, so he's famous. He's a famous city cop. Like, this couldn't get any worse. Oh, this is so bad. This is just so bloody bad. But it gets worse. It gets so much worse. For some reason, he decided that I was going to be his partner. I mean, you wouldn't think that a super cop would need a partner, but apparently he needs someone with local knowledge, and that's me. Which is just, a joy. Just so much joy. He spent half the time pissing me off and the other half hitting on me and pissing me off. So at least he can multitask. Oh, he hit on me. Oh. He wasn't even subtle. Obviously not too observant. Ring on my finger. I would never cheat on you. Not even with Mr. Supercop. You know, I'm going to have to decide, am I calling him Mr. City Cop or Mr. Supercop? But it's just so annoying. You okay? You look a little unsteady. Why don't I just take this chocolate? Just lean back. It's okay. But it's just so inconvenient, you know? You know, I had a really good thing going here. A really good thing. I was flying under the radar. No one had made any connections, but then Mr. Supercop. He really is, you know. He is a supercop. I mean, you would have to be. To link all my victims. I'm just joking. He didn't link all of them. Only 12. I guess I was careless. Got a bit sloppy. A bit complacent. See, that's what happens when you live in a small town. It's my own fault. Only it's not, because no one asked him to come here. I mean, isn't there enough crime in the big city to keep him busy? Apparently not. So now he's on my doorstep, investigating me. See, I didn't need that. I really, really didn't need that, because, to be honest, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. Time is a finite resource, and I just don't have enough of it. I mean, between work, killing people, and you, I just don't have enough time. And now I have to worry about him. So, well, I know what I have to do, but I take no joy in it. Well, no, I will take joy in it, because I really, really love killing people. Oh, I really do. And I'm really good at it. I am creative. I'm artistic. I take my time, but I don't know if I'll be able to take my time with this one. It has to be different. It has to be visceral. And I'm not really a fan of that. Guts and gore. But this has to make a point. You see, I need more time. But with Mr. Super Detective in town, I can't take time off work. And there's no way I'm going to stop killing people, so it's you. You have to go. I need the time. I want you to know that you were a really, really good cover. You were so convincing. I mean, I do love you for that. And it won't be easy. It really won't. Because I've gotten attached to you. I don't have a lot of constants in my life. My knife, of course, but I can't use that at every murder. I mean, that's how you get caught. I really shouldn't have a favorite knife, but, you know, it's the one I used for my first time, so. You know me, I'm sentimental. I would love to use it on you. I think it would be really fitting because there are murders. Murders that are important, you know. They're not just dead bodies, they're monuments. I want you to know that that is you. But no. Because I have to make you look like a violent reaction to being discovered. And to be fair, it kind of is, because I am pissed off. But I never ever let that bleed over into my killing, but I need to make a point. I need to put on a show. I'm his partner. So when you die, he'll feel guilty. And guilt puts people off their game. I need all the advantages that I can get. Do you think he'll try and comfort me? I might let him.
Ew.
But you know, a girl's gotta do what she's gotta do. And what I've got to do is kill you. Well. You're numb now. It was the chocolates. Your favorites. You're a little predictable. Because you love me so much. I'll make it quick. And you won't feel anything. Why? Should it be quick? No. No, no, no. I didn't think this through. I didn't think this through because he will order tests. And I mean, the drug is very rare, but there's always that slight chance. Okay, it's okay. We can figure this out. You know me, natural problem solver. It'll take about 3 hours to metabolize, and then all right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have a nice night in. We're gonna watch some films. We're gonna have, you know, a cozy night in together, and then I'm going to be called away because he's going to get a lead. And you're going to be murdered. I have to do it right before I go. I mean, it's a risk, but worth it. And it works. It does. We've been lured away, and that is when you're killed by the serial killer. He should be here when I find your body. Yeah. That really set the guilt in nice and deep. Darling, it's not so bad. You were always on at me about wanting to spend more time together. Now we get to spend hours together. What do you want to watch? How about Hannibal? Actually, I'm not in the mood for Hannibal tonight. How about something far more enjoyable? Bambi. that moment when his mother gets it. Oh, it's my favourite. Or we can watch something romantic if you prefer. Of course, you can't say anything, so Bambi it is. I love coming home to you. You were a really, really good cover.
There we go.
Don't you just love Disney Plus?